So a lot of us would like to pay tribute to our dear old dad, but none of us can do it quite as beautifully as Adam Harvey. He's got a new release. It's called Lindemann Again. Let's have a little listen to it.
And pretty soon that weathered face would light up with a grin. And Les was back on Lindemann again.
It's a beautiful song, and I encourage you to have a listen to it. And the man himself who's responsible, Adam Harvey, joins us this morning on 2NM. Adam, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, Andrew, and a good morning to all your listeners.
Mate, we can wait for the song, but why don't you tell us a little bit about your dad?
Oh, Dad was he was a real character, loved a beer, loved a good joke, and loved his fishing. But Dad always said that the best years of his life were up on working on the Whitsundays, and he worked on a big charter boat that was based out of Mackay, and they used to take, you know, passengers and supplies out to all the islands. And Dad just loved it up there, especially Lindemann Island, because that's where he met my mum, and they fell in love up there. When the Harveys all moved down to Victoria, to Geelong, I remember growing up, Dad always used to reminisce about his time up there in the islands. And I think deep down he would have loved it if we had moved back up there, but we never did.
There are worse places in the world to have to live than Lindemann Island. Goodness
exactly,
me.
Exactly, mate, exactly. But the strangest thing happened. It's a true story. Dad got really sick, and he was in palliative care in hospital with cancer. But right before he died, he was in a lot of pain. And then all of a sudden, he just lit up. He sat up and lit up and stared into the middle of the hospital room, into thin air. And he said, "What are you doing here?" And my mum said, "Who is it, Les?" And my dad said, "It's Johnny. He's come to take me fishing."
Oh, really?
And they were the last words. Yeah, they were the last words my dad ever said. And Johnny was the skipper off the boat that they had worked on for all those years. The Elizabeth E was the name of the boat. And, yeah, the last words my dad ever said. And so I'd wanted to write that song for many years, Andrew, but every time I sat down to write it, I just turned into a blubbering mess.
Well, how are you going to go when you've actually got to perform it on stage all the time?
Oh, mate, to be honest, I've had to practice it quite a bit at home just to be able to get through it. And eventually I got the idea. I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back up to Mackay. I'm going to find this boat. I'm going to do a bit of research into Dad and you know, the years he spent up there. And a good mate of mine, Graham Connors, is an amazing songwriter who lives up there and knows everyone. And he, through a friend of his, actually got us a trip out on the boat, the very same boat that Dad loved and worked on all those years. And we sat out on that boat and wrote this song together in the Whitsundays. And it was really, really special, mate. It's something I'll never forget.
So his memory has now created a memory for you as well. It's like a concentric circles in so much.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, that's right. And even now, when I think about it, for my kids, you know, they might look at that video clip or listen to the song in a couple of years' time, and then they've still got a memory of their old pop.
I'm sure they will. Adam, you're going on a bit of a tour. Obviously, all of this is dependent upon how things are going coming out of lockdown, but, you know, next February you're planning on getting out and about rural parts of New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. That'll be some great memories too.
Yeah, absolutely, mate, and I'm sure we're heading up your way as well. So we've obviously had to reschedule all the touring for this year and put it into February and March and April next year. So, mate, I think we'll kick off at the Tamworth Country Music Festival in January, and I think for a lot of the music acts, the artists, that'll sort of be the refresh button we'll hit and start again, mate. I think good times ahead for 2022.
We're all looking forward to Tamworth, and we would love to see you here in the Upper Hunter if you ever get the opportunity. Adam, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat, and thank you very much for writing such a beautiful song about your dad.
Oh, good on you, Andrew. Thanks so much, mate. You take care and have a great day.